What a well put you on the way of Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B and home of the Russ Paul Morning Show. We are broadcasting live still from the Staples Center, Los Angeles, California, for the 57th Grammys. Red Carpet Radio, DJ Skills, and Kelson. Yo.
And I told you, when the Grammys come around, the legends come out. And who better than the princess of R&B?
Woo.
Ashanti.
Is in the building.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You always look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That good skin and everything.
Not the good skin, though.
What's new?
Everything is new. Everything is new. I'm actually here in L.A. recording for my new album, which I'm super, super excited about. I'm actually going to be shooting another video for my album that's in stores now.
Okay.
Braveheart. I'm going to be shooting Scars. I performed it this morning, and just a lot. You know, I'm in a really, really amazing space in my life right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're teaming up with some huge people for 2015. You know, I have my own record label, Raven
right.
Entertainment.
Congratulations.
So, Entertainment. Hey!
I know last time we spoke, and I still haven't done it yet, I still haven't seen Braveheart, the movie.
Oh, come on!
I still haven't
How
seen it.
How did you
it.
Not see Braveheart?
Listen, I'm still slipping.
You slipping.
Now, I got to ask you a question because Skill's been stalking your Instagram.
Uh-oh. I'm stalking it right now.
Exactly.
Yo, you look very, very fit right now. Not that you never did or nothing, but what I'm saying is like, yo, you looking very good.
Well, are you working on a fitness DVD?
You know what? So many people keep asking me that, to work on a fitness DVD.
Uh-huh.
I thought about it a few years ago when I did my second album because I was hard body with my trainer.
Uh-huh.
And we were thinking about it, but I don't know. Maybe I'll revisit it.
Listen, get that money however you can, man.
Yo, that would be a good look. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? My fat needs a personal trainer. You know what I'm saying? So I need that DVD. Come on, Ashanti.
So, Ashanti, you got the album out now. Are you working on any more movies at this time?
Yes, I actually have a film coming out this summer called Stuck.
You were right.
Yeah, it's a really,
he was on it.
It's a really cool concept, and it's very relevant for what's going on today. It's basically about six people being stuck in a subway. And
ooh, the worst.
The worst in New York City in the summertime.
The worst.
And we're all from different ethnicities, mm-hmm. you know, so that tension and those stereotypes come out. And it's like I said, it's very relevant, obviously, for all the things that we've been witnessing in mm-hmm. the past few months about racism and people getting murdered and things like that. So, you know, I'm really excited about it.
Do you still love to sing as much as you did before?
I do. You know what? The best part for me is being in the studio, to
okay.
be honest, and creating. You know, just being challenged and trying different things and coming out with records that are, you know, a little bit more than the uh-huh. last. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So. Do you find yourself still having to try to prove yourself even though you've been in the game for years?
Not necessarily prove, but always better. You mm-hmm. know, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
There's always room to learn, you know, and there's always room for a challenge. So mm-hmm. I would say that.
Ashanti hanging out. We thank you, loving.
Hey.
Braveheart. If
in
you don't
schools.
Have it, get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the movie, too. 101.1 The Wiz.